Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The night is warm across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Perfect for a pleasant evening outside. Here are today's headlines. First, a yeshiva student from Jerusalem has tragically died in a car accident near Chisinau, Moldova. This news comes to us from Walla, just in. Akiva Rand, a 29-year-old Israeli citizen, was involved in this serious incident. Also, earlier this hour, footage from a TLV mall has been revealed. According to Israel Hayom, an indictment was filed this morning against the man accused of using his phone to unlawfully record women and girls. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu informed President Trump of a planned Iran strike back in 2025. Ynet reports that Netanyahu did not seek approval but informed Trump, citing the prevention of an immediate threat. Separately, the Jerusalem Post warns that Israel must avoid becoming like Sparta. The article calls for a rethinking of Jerusalem's dependence on Washington as U.S. support faces bipartisan scrutiny. And finally, Forward notes that pro-Israel politics are now a liability in New York primaries. This shift reflects changing sentiments, as reported by JTA. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reported just minutes ago on a controversial Australian court ruling. The court rejected video evidence against nurses accused of anti-Israel threats, sparking global concern. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, highlighted Haaretz's report that former Israeli leaders warn about Jewish terrorism in the West Bank. They call for stronger measures against settler violence, which has been a long-standing issue. Carmel Melamed posted earlier today criticizing the U.S. for allowing Iran's regime to persist for economic reasons. This reflects broader frustration with geopolitical decisions impacting the region. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the tragic accident in Moldova. Akiva Rand, a young Haredi, lost his life in a severe car crash near Chisinau. Walla's report highlights the close-knit community's mourning. Such incidents remind us of the unpredictability of life for Israelis abroad. Turning to the TLV mall case, Israel Hayom reveals disturbing footage from the mall's measurement room. The accused allegedly exploited his position to record women, raising concerns about privacy and security in public spaces. This indictment pushes for stricter surveillance measures. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's decision in 2025 to inform but not seek approval from President Trump about an Iran strike is significant. Ynet outlines Netanyahu's rationale, emphasizing a direct threat. This move underscores the complex dynamics of Israeli-U.S. relations, especially in matters of national security. On the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post's piece about Israel's future direction is crucial. With President Trump's Iran deal and Vice President Vance's caution, Jerusalem faces tough decisions about its reliance on American support. This could redefine alliances in the region. Finally, in the political arena, Forward observes a shift in New York's primaries. Pro-Israel positions now seem to be a liability, marking a significant change in public opinion. This could influence future policies and the U.S.-Israel relationship. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that the SpaceX IPO might be overvalued. Mitav chairman Avner Stepak warns that retail investor enthusiasm is inflating valuations dangerously, hinting at a potential market correction. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes a trend in office space preferences. Demand is moving from large floors to smaller, more flexible spaces. This reflects changing work habits and the need for adaptable environments. And finally, Ynet Business discusses Britain's economic challenges post-Brexit. 10 years on, the decision to leave the EU is seen as problematic by many Britons. This has implications for trade and investment dynamics with Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.